Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Kakadu Plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Meltem Burak. I'm the host and producer of the podcast Sesta. We aim to harness the power of arts and culture to foster conversation and build peace in Cyprus. I'll be your guest host for this month of Womanica. This month, we're highlighting peace builders. In times of conflict, these women have stepped in, bringing their creativity and insight to help facilitate peace across the globe. Today, we're talking about a renowned rose grower and anti-nuclear power campaigner. Through her denunciation of the nuclear industry, she advocated for the preservation of the environment and the protection of people. Let's talk about Hilda Morell.
For most of us, learning a second language in high school or college wasn't exactly a high point of our academic careers. I took Spanish throughout high school, and class itself was fun, but looking back, basically nothing stuck. Now, thanks to Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions, there's an addictively fun and easy way to learn a new language. Whether you'll be traveling abroad, connecting in a deeper way with family, or you just have some free time, Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons that you'll actually use in the real world. I chose French because much of my family speaks fluently, and I previously could barely say hello. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. There are so many ways to learn with Babbel. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, when you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free. That's 6 months for the price of 3. Just go to Babbel.com and use promo code Womanica. That's Babbel.com, code Womanica.
Hilda was born on February 3, 1906 in Shrewsbury, England. It was a fortuitous hometown for someone like Hilda, who would become so interested in the environment. About 100 years earlier, naturalist and biologist Charles Darwin was also born in Shrewsbury. The Green Thumb and the Morell family run deep. Hilda came from a family of seedsmen, florists, and nurserymen that dated back to 1837. Founded by her grandfather, the Morell family run Portland Nurseries, a family rose nursery and seed shop business that was well-known and well-regarded. Her grandfather ran the business until he died in 1908. He left the business to his sons, Hilda's father and uncle. From a young age, Hilda excelled academically. She was the head girl at the Shrewsbury Girls High School. Her success earned her a scholarship to Newham College in Cambridge. Just a year after Hilda graduated college, she joined the family business. And she was a natural. She had business skills and a deep understanding of horticulture. By 1937, she had become the director of the nursery. In her new role, Hilda became particularly fascinated by roses. She became an expert and an internationally respected rose grower, knowledgeable in all aspects, including planting, species, and cultivating. Under her leadership, the nursery thrived. It won several awards at flower shows around England, and Hilda attracted famous clients, including the Queen Mother and the Churchills, as well as Vita Sackville West. All of this work is incredibly peaceful. However, Hilda was also actively trying to promote peace outside of horticulture. The same organizational skills that aided her in business also helped in her volunteer work during the Second World War. Hilda helped care for Jewish refugee children and placed them in foster homes and schools. She also raised money to support their resettlement by organizing recitals that featured world-renowned artists. After leading the business for more than 30 years, Hilda retired in 1970 and sold the nursery. For years, Hilda had spent her free time walking and wandering around Shrewsbury, the Hill Country in particular. In the process, she formed a deep connection with the wildlife and a concern about the countryside's preservation. Hilda was a founding member of the Shropshire Wildlife Trust and the National Soil Association, which promotes organic horticulture. She was also involved with the campaign for the protection of rural England. Hilda's environmental activism bred her interest in the pollution crisis and the dangers of nuclear energy and weapons. Hilda meticulously researched the threats posed by nuclear energy and weapons. She feared the inevitability of nuclear disaster, but she also thought it was avoidable. Armed with this mindset and her research, she brought her findings to the attention of those in positions of power, to those with the ability and responsibility to do something about it. In 1978, she published a paper entitled "What Price Nuclear Power?" The paper confronted the realities of the economic impact of the civil nuclear industry. Then, the Three Mile Island accident happened in the U.S.
It was the first step in a nuclear nightmare. As far as we know, at this hour, no worse than that.
An equipment failure caused a nuclear power plant to release radioactive gas into the atmosphere.
There was no apparent serious contamination of workers, but a nuclear safety group said that radiation inside the plant is at 8 times the deadly level, so strong that after passing through a 3-foot-thick concrete wall, it can be measured a mile away.
After that, Hilda shifted her focus to safety of nuclear power. Hilda believed the disposal of radioactive waste was the crux of the issue with the industry. After what happened in the U.S., she wanted to put pressure on Britain's government and its policies on radioactive waste. Hilda discovered just how difficult radioactive waste was to manage, and with its dangerous and toxic traits, she knew its management was imperative to maintaining a clean and safe environment. In 1982, the Department of the Environment published a paper about the British government's policy on radioactive waste management. Hilda wasn't satisfied with it, so she wrote a response critiquing it and outlining the dangers of radioactive waste. Hilda was scheduled to present it at a public investigation into a nuclear power station in Suffolk. But before she could, in March 1984, Hilda was burglarized, kidnapped, stabbed, and left to die in a groove near Shrewsbury. It wasn't until 2003 that the police arrested and charged a man named Andrew George for her murder. But some people weren't convinced. There are many conspiracy theories surrounding Hilda's murder. Her nephew did not believe that Andrew George was the killer, despite his DNA being found at the scene. A member of parliament maintained the belief that Hilda's death was politically motivated. A former cellmate of Andrew George said that George confessed to killing Hilda, but that he did not act alone. The police, meanwhile, remained steadfast in their statement that this was a burglary gone wrong. The truth of Hilda's tragic death remains a mystery. But what is for sure is that Hilda was an environmental champion who was not afraid to challenge authority. In her obituary, her friend Charles Sinker wrote, "Her close friends remember her as a fierce but fundamentally gentle warrior, a Bunyan-like soul on a lonely and a constant quest for the real path of the spirit." She died in tragic circumstances, alone in the empty countryside. It is an almost intolerable irony that a life so dedicated to peaceful pursuits and to the pursuit of peace should have been terminated by an act of mindless violence. All month, we've honored peace builders. Tune in tomorrow for the beginning of a new theme. For more information, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Womenica Podcast. Special thanks to co-creators Jenny and Liz Kaplan for having me as a guest host.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.